folks, and welcome to What's on Your Mind, the show that wants to know so bad, we actually put the very question we ask each and every day right there in the name of the show. What's on your mind? Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd Mitchell is here. Hello, Mr.
Hello.
Mitchell.
Good morning,
Scott. Campfire Radio Gun. Did you watch the basketball game last night?
I did not, because you know why? It was the day after WrestleMania 30, and I had to get caught up on that.
You did, huh? Yeah, okay. It was a good game, actually. UConn kind of dominated, so it wasn't, you know, but at one point leading by 15, and they came back pretty close, kind of back and forth, but not sure Kentucky even led at any point during the game, but it was great. My highlight moment, I don't know if anybody else saw this or caught it, but it was a real quick little, one of those little quickie interviews they do during halftime. They asked John Calipari, who's the coach of Kentucky, you know, one of those kind of dumb questions that reporters ask, you know, hey, your star player, is not performing? What's wrong? Kind of a pregnant little pause, and the coach says, he's 18. reporter has no idea what to say. Doesn't know how to answer that, and he goes on to very poignantly, in about 30 seconds or less, say, these are kids. You know, it's a big game, a lot of pressure. You know, that's going to happen. I love the answer. Absolutely love the answer. Now, you know, I think sometimes at big-time college sports, you know, you forget they're kids. They are kids. You know, and I know there's this debate about whether they ought to be paid now, whether they ought to be unionized, whether they're, you know, what they're doing is leading all these money, these jerseys being sold, merchandise being sold, and TV broadcast rights and advertising and everything else. But, you know, we forget because you just sit and scream at your TV and hoot and holler for a particular team. They are kids, for crying out loud. That includes, you know, our Bison and our Sioux teams and the big-name teams. These are college athletes or kids. And so, anyway, that was a great answer. I loved it. Plus, I love it when reporters are stumped a little bit. It's kind of fun. I think we're number one in polls, Todd. I think we ought to put what we should ask the governor if at every entrance into North Dakota on those signs that say, welcome to North Dakota, we ought to add the phrase, number one in polls. What do you think?
Yeah. Number one in by far and away most polls these days.
Has there been a poll about states that hasn't had North Dakota number one in something? The latest being, by the way, the most trusted state in America. There it is, right there. We are the most trusted state in America. Add that one to your list. This is, by the way, trust in state government by state. So I'm sure buttons are popping today amongst elected leaders saying, they trust us. That's pretty good. So anyway, another poll that we're number one in. Do you buy it? Do you agree? What do you think? That's one question I have for our audience today. And the smoke police are back at it. What do you think of the idea of smoke-free housing? There's a campaign out there, and, you know, this one you sort of could predict because the whole debate over banning smoking started in bars, remember? We're not going to allow it in bars. And then it went to restaurants, and it was a city-by-city thing. And then all of a sudden it became a statewide thing. And it just becomes more. Now, full disclosure, I don't smoke. I've never smoked. A cigarette has never touched my lips. So I don't defend smoking as a good habit or something I would promote, certainly for you know, our kids or for anybody, for that matter. But I do believe in freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, and freedom to say, let's see, I want a beer, and I'm going to decide whether or not to go into that restaurant or that bar based on what the policies are of that particular place. Same thing, by the way, on housing and apartments. You know, this is the latest. This is actually a push to ban smoking in apartments. Do you think this is the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy? Launching this campaign. Here's my question for you. Is that a good idea? And when I say, is it a good idea? Is it a good idea for there to be a ban, for this to be a government thing? In other words, you might think it's a good idea to be a smoke-free housing. Our house is smoke-free, so I'm all for smoke-free housing, but it's our decision. And, you know, apartments are a little bit different because you might not smoke, but the person across the hall might smoke. I get that. Don't live there. Maybe you choose to live elsewhere. You know what I mean? Make a decision. So, anyway, that's a question I have for you today. It just seems like we, little by little, sort of give up our freedoms. A couple things on my mind. Bottom of this hour, we're going to be joined by a Bismarck police lieutenant to talk about an enforcement effort that they will undertake regarding an effort to find out if you're texting while driving. After folks that are distracted drivers. So we're going to dig into that today, too. All right. Couple of things that we're watching in the news, and now we welcome your calls, your questions, and your comments at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And we have a real live reporter on the phone here, Steve Hallstrom, who spent a little time as a sports reporter and a sports anchor, and maybe I said something derogatory about that CBS reporter that Steve's going to call me to task for. Steve, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. I just couldn't help but give you a call when I heard your discussion on the Final Four and Tracy Wilson, who was doing the reporting. And just a couple things that I think I'll throw out to give you maybe a balance to your perspective there. First of all, you're talking about one of the players that's likely going to be an NBA draft lottery pick after 1 year. The standards for a player like that in a Final Four championship game are different than they might be for just any other player. And these guys are, if you want to look at it this way, they are basically paid to go to school and play basketball. So they deserve to be held to a very high standard when they are the key player on their team and they haven't been very involved. I don't remember the particular question, that the way it was asked. And I think you probably make some good points that you do have to remember that these are, still 18-year-old guys, and they're not perfect, and they're going to make mistakes and not necessarily rise to the occasion. But I think in that situation, having done that exact job for Midco Sports for the last couple of years with the Summit League basketball tournament, when there is a player that's not involved and they're not looking to aggressively impose their will on the basketball game, you have to ask about that. And so I give the reporter credit for doing that.
Yeah, I don't disagree. In fact, it was a pretty good question. You know, some of them get to be a little goofy, but it was because I forget even who the player was that she was asking about, but she just said, "What's wrong?" I mean, it's just, you know, this has been your ace in the tournament,
Julius
and he's just not doing anything.
Is his name, yeah. Yeah, so,
what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong with Julius Randle? Pause. He's 18. and then he went on to explain, just basically saying, look, all these guys are young, and it's a big game, and they've got the jitters, and, you know, we'll turn it around. I just told them to calm down, and, you know, and actually they all performed a little bit better in the second half, not enough to overcome UConn. But I love the answer. I just thought it was kind of a non-coach answer, you know. I mean, it was a good question to ask. Hey, your star player's not performing. What's wrong with the guy? And it was a pretty good answer, I thought.
Yeah, and if she asked it that way, Scott, then I would agree with you. It was a poorly worded question. Putting myself in that situation, you have to still show ultimate respect to the player and the situation. The national championship game is as big a stage as you're going to find, probably in this country, of any kind of sporting event. And so you have to be aware of the situation, too. And to say what's wrong with them is probably not the wording that she would choose, you know, 9 times out of 10. So if that's how it was worded, then probably she should have done a better job with it. But to be able to – the question probably the way you ask it is, he's struggled, hasn't necessarily looked to get a shot. What can you do at halftime to talk to him to get him going better in the second half? And how do you assess his play? Or something to that effect might have been a better way to say it. You're exactly right about that.
Steve, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Good to hear from you.
Okay,
good perspective.
Buddy.
If anybody else caught that, love to hear from you, too, if you agree or disagree with my take on that. Thanks. 800-228-0550. Jim Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim. All right, we got to turn Jim on here. Let's get to it here. Jim, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, on the smoking issue, you know, I don't smoke. I used to. I quit 30-some years ago. But I am so sick and tired. I mean, it's worse than leprosy in the old biblical times. You know, these people have rights. I mean, if you want to own an apartment building and don't want to have people smoking it, fine. But keep the government and these Johnny Do-Gooders out of it. I mean, people have a right to smoke.
You said it far better than I could. It just amazes me. And they're playing.
Totally amazes me.
Yeah.
Let's take them out and stone them. I mean, let's stone them and string them up. I mean, good gravy. They're American citizens paying taxes, and they have a habit I don't particularly choose to do. But then you might drive 95 in a 40-mile-an-hour zone. I don't particularly care for that either. So where are you going to take your car away? I mean, thanks.
Yeah, good points, Jim. Freedom seems right. to get a little lost in the equation, doesn't it? I mean, that's really amazing. You agree or disagree with Jim? Let us know. 800-228-0550. Smoke-free apartments, the latest push. That's what we're talking about and more.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon, and the telephone numbers are 800-228-0550 to answer that very question. 800-228-0550, brought to you today in part by PetroServe USA, where you can get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza. You hungry yet? I'm not done. Two 20-ounce cookies of your choice and a 20-ounce fountain pop. By my count, four things. Pizza, two cookies, pop. Four for $4. Four items, $4. PetroServe USA locations, Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Wahpeton, Dilworth, Glendon, and Bemidji. Tell them Scott sent you. Emailer says, smoke-free housing? Sure. I support the right of property owners to voluntarily disallow smoking on their property. Similarly, I support the right of property owners to allow smoking on their property. Why are we talking about this? The government has no business in this matter whatsoever. That goes all, there goes all private property, says John. Why are we talking about this? We're talking about this because your tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen, are at work. That's what this funds. And they get a lot of money to take on things like property rights and freedom and other things as well. Is it a good idea? Brian in Jamestown has a thought. You're next on what's on your mind. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, I work for a company that's going smoke-free here next year in 2015. Actually, it's completely tobacco-free. And it's when you're in uniform, whether you're on, company property or a client's premises, or you're in uniform or in your pickup, you cannot be using tobacco starting in 2015. And I'll admit I was a little burnt up about that. I'm a former smoker. I quit probably 2 months ago. And when we start looking at healthcare premiums within the workplace, if you have, insurance provided through your employer and it's a group plan, I think the people who choose to smoke, they also have the right to pay for their healthcare wholeheartedly. Look at how many pre-existing conditions are on the new Obamacare. How many of those were caused by smoking? I mean, I think this deal with going smoke-free in apartments, it mitigates some of the risk for the landlords and stuff. But at the same time, freedoms only go so far. I mean, you should have the freedom to pay for your own health care costs, too, because you're imposing upon other people.
So, that's an interesting twist to that as well. So you're saying your view of your own particular employer evolved on it?
I'm sorry, come again?
Your own view of what your employer was planning, initially you didn't like, and now you've come to say, okay.
Yeah, and one of my coworkers ended up having a major surgery, and the doctor informed him that smoking was the greatest contributing factor to what he was going through. So, I mean, it was an eye opener. I mean, it was a revelation for me and for him. And he's quit smoking, and he's doing better, and he'll be back at work in a month or two here. But I think anything we could do to mitigate that risk. I mean, you talk about freedom. Look at Obamacare. I mean, that's the government in your health care. So how are you going to compete with that? I mean, we're not going to repeal it. That's not going to happen. I think one of the best things you can do is try and get healthier. I mean, I don't think that's insane, and I think
it's not insane at all. But the question is, should that be a personal choice to say, look? I mean, in other words, you we don't need any more evidence that how many people grab the paper, look at the obituaries, how many are caused by somebody that has been a smoker, knew that the risks and did it. So But whose choice should it be? So, I mean, you sound like you're advocating the tough love, that basically, I can't do it on my own. I'm not capable, so I need my employer or my landlord to do it for me. Is that what you're saying, Brian?
Yeah, in a nutshell. And to be honest with you, it wasn't my employer's decision that really made me quit. It was seeing one of my friends and my coworkers end up with an ailment that could have taken his life. And, if more people would just kind of listen or heed that caution, there's a reason that they're putting this out as a law. I mean, I don't think it's to take your civil liberties away or your personal rights. I think it's overall, it's for the better. I mean, it's for everybody's health. Talk to somebody who smoked for 20 years and then quit and tell me that they don't feel better after they quit. I mean, come on. That's beyond stupid.
Appreciate the call, Brian. Thanks a bunch. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Here's one that came in during the break.
I just got to chime in on this whole non-smoking push. I think that we all saw this coming. These people, these very few people that have this hatred for those that smoke, these few people are not going to stop with this until they absolutely positively get into our houses, into our vehicles, and abolish smoking. That's where this is all headed. Like you said earlier, it started in the restaurants and bars, and it just keeps going on and on and on. And what's absolutely pathetic about all this is that we as citizens allow it to happen. I would love to see somebody take a petition out there and get enough signatures to get smoking put back in bars, to take back some of our freedoms. We're willing to legalize marijuana as a nation. I think that's inevitable, yet we can't allow people to smoke in their own dwellings. Sad, very sad.
But I think we're the reason. I mean, God bless that caller for wanting to take on the petition effort. I don't know that you'd succeed. I'm amazed how quickly people are. I mean, and it goes back to an earlier caller saying there is just this unbelievable bias against people that smoke. And I don't smoke. I'm not here to defend smoking. I just think, look, if people decide to do it, it is America. But I'm not sure that that caller's idea would succeed. Gary in Washburn, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Gary.
Good morning, gentlemen. I say banning smoking in apartment buildings, that type of thing, is just ludicrous, first and foremost. Number two, are we not still, as a taxpayer and government, subsidizing the tobacco industry? I think that's sort of a ridiculous idea to continue that then, too. If it's so bad, why are we promoting that type of thing and paying for it? And then number three is smoking is so bad, tobacco, but yet all across the country, including Washington, D.C., is let's smoke pot instead. That's all I got to say. Thanks.
Yeah, good point, Gary. A couple of you, you're the second person to make that connection to where it's being legalized in other areas. And I guess I didn't make that connection, but it's a good point. Head scratcher. On one hand, we are on a all out jihad against a legal product, cigarettes, and meanwhile we're legalizing something that the medical community would tell you kills brain cells and obviously impairs judgment. And you know, maybe you can come up with an argument on the you know, the benefits from a standpoint of somebody that's suffering from a particular disease, but beyond that, you're not going to find a lot of people that are going to say no big deal. And that's being legalized in some places. I think that would be a while before it comes here. But anyway, all good points, as always, which is why we love asking the question, what's on your mind, here on the program. All right, when we come back, we are going to chat with Bismarck Lieutenant Sillimsaus, who joins us today on the program, and talk about an extra effort on texting while driving, distracted driving, enforcement actions that are going to be going on, not only in Bismarck, but all throughout the state. Want to get your, well, first of all, find out about how they do what they do, and then get your take on that. And next hour, by the way, a lot of space to talk about what's on your mind. So we have a fun day of your calls, your questions, and your comments today on the program we call What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550. We'll get Doran and Mandan in next year, and then the lieutenant on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is the solution to your warehousing woes. Their buildings save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties, fastest shipping in the industry, and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today in part by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Why do farmers do what they do? We'll be tackling another question here coming up in just a little bit. Do you know agriculture's direct contribution to our economy in North Dakota is about $6 billion? Agriculture represents about a quarter of the state's economic base, employs about 25% of our state's workforce. It is North Dakota's economic engine, and of course, the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag community will help keep our state strong. And they're also about more than agriculture. They're about things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. And Farm Bureau members know that the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and D.C., but helping you save a few bucks, too, on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the benefits of membership in the North Dakota Farm Bureau by going to their website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. All right. Doran and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. You've been waiting to weigh in here. Go ahead and give us your take.
I'd like to know what happened to them billions of dollars that tobacco companies paid to help on that health insurance, or to pay health insurance for the smokers. Remember the big lawsuits?
I do, but I think that wasn't for paying for health insurance. It was for paying for more ads to expand where they ban smoking, like these ads that are running now. That's the big campaign. Was there something in there about paying for health insurance?
Not insurance. It was supposed to help pay for their medical on that there.
That was part of the settlement, huh?
Yes, it was a big settlement. And I think the money was spent a lot of places where it's not supposed to be, and now the taxpayers are paying, and the tobacco companies paid for nothing, except to fatten somebody's pockets.
Yeah, the lawyers got their pockets plenty fattened. I didn't remember that it was actually supposed to pay for the medical bills there, Doran. We'll dig into that a little bit, see what we can find out.
Okay.
Might be a good examination.
Have a nice day.
Might be a good. You too. Appreciate the call from Amanda today. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about texting while driving enforcement. And we have an effort that will be going underway in many North Dakota communities by the police departments over the next coming days. And Bismarck Police Lieutenant Jeff Solomsaus is with us today to talk about the effort in Bismarck and elsewhere. Lieutenant, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you.
Any calls or comments, welcome, as always, for our guest today on the program, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. How do you do this enforcement? Tell us about how it works.
Well, typically what we've been doing in the past is Bismarck's had this ordinance since, I think, 2010. The state had it enacted in 2011. And what we've done in the past is we've used an unmarked vehicle, generally like a larger vehicle, SUV, pickup, something that sits up higher. And you can watch the drivers of the cars as they're driving down the street or stopped at a red light or something like that, manipulating their phone for an extended period of time. The way the ordinance is written is that it does allow people to look up phone numbers in their phone book or enter GPS coordinates and things like that. The only thing that's strictly prohibited is the composing, reading, or sending text messages or email messages. So you have to watch someone for somewhat of an extended period of time so that you can show that they're actually composing a text or reading a text or doing something like that. And the thing is it's taking their eyes off of the road for such an extended period of time when they're doing this, and that's where the danger comes in.
And do they have to be, in other words, go through the list again for me again, composing, reading, what else is illegal?
Or sending.
Or just, oh yeah, push and send, okay. Yeah. And I would imagine, I mean, do you witness this as the vehicle's moving down the road? Is it at a stoplight? And does it matter? I mean, if the vehicle stopped,
we've seen it both ways. A lot of times, the thing is, you know, if they're driving down the street, a lot of times then you'll see other traffic violations. It's, you know, they fail to maintain lane, failing to stop for stop signs and stoplights and things like that. You know, that's the most obvious causes that you see also with it. But you also see people stopped at red lights. Then the issue we've been seeing a lot of times is you're looking down at your cell phone, you're composing a text, you're replying to someone, something along that lines, and then you think that the traffic is moving, you start to accelerate, and they rear-end the car in front of them. And it's kind of difficult. They'll say, oh, I thought the light had turned green. Well, you know, obviously you're doing something that you shouldn't be doing. You got to be paying attention to the road. Because when you're driving a car, that's your number one purpose, is to pay attention to what's going on around you. Drive the car safely.
How do you go about the enforcement of this? So if you see me from your SUV and I'm staring at my phone and doing something on my phone, how do you know I'm not looking up a number versus responding or reading a text?
What I've seen in the past, my personal experience has been watching someone for an extended period of time. Generally, you know, it takes you, what, maybe 10, 15 seconds to look up a phone number in your phone, in your smartphone or whatever the case may be. But if they're manipulating that phone for an extended period of time, you know, roughly 35, 45 seconds, something along that lines, and you can watch them moving their fingers across the keypad and stuff like that, they're obviously doing something more than just looking up a phone number.
And when you pull that person over, you got a good idea. You say, I've witnessed you doing this. Do you actually look at the phone?
We can. My experience has been, when I confront them with what I've seen, vast majority of the time people will admit, yes, I was texting. That's, most people are going to admit that. This is what I saw you doing. And they'll say, yeah, okay, you caught me. You're in.
How big of a problem do you think this is, Lieutenant?
I think it's a fairly significant problem. You know, if we're talking about just distracted driving in and of itself, that's a fairly significant issue. I see so many accidents daily that could be eliminated just by people paying attention to what's going on around them. And it doesn't have to necessarily be just the cell phone. I mean, it could be the car radio, it could be kids in the cars, you know, whatever else that's going on, all the other things that are going on as you're driving down the street that people are paying attention to rather than the driving of the car.
Our guest, by the way, today on the program, Bismarck Police Lieutenant Jeff Solmsaus. If you have a question or comment about this enforcement effort on texting while driving, it's welcome. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. How long does this enforcement effort go?
We're going to be doing it throughout the summer until about the end of August.
And
I'll premise that with DOT has given us additional funds to conduct this throughout the summer months. Bismarck Police Department, we continue to do this on an ongoing basis on our own without the overtime funds being made available.
And is it kind of a daily thing? Is it just a particular, you move around? How do you go about it?
I won't say it's daily, but we try to do it at least once or twice every other week. So about once a week on average.
The reason I ask you how prevalent this is a new study suggests that despite all the concerns about this, the laws about this, the fact you hear about it a lot more, that the cell phone use is actually involved in less than 1% of traffic accidents. Do you buy that?
I don't. I guess I don't know. I haven't seen that study. I think that the numbers would be significantly higher than that.
And is it obvious to you as a seasoned law enforcement officer, you come upon an accident and you're putting the pieces of the puzzle together when it's very obvious that you had a distracted driver?
It is. You know, it's generally pretty obvious. It's something more was going on than what they're telling you. The issue is then proving it, that it was the cell phone or something along that lines. The distractions, that's easy. Somebody stops and I didn't. They rear-end them. It's pretty obvious you weren't paying attention.
You know, what I'm curious about is that, has this replaced other distractions in the vehicle? And if it hasn't, why, it would seem to me that, and I don't have the statistics on this, but, you know, going back to the study suggesting it's involved in 1% of accidents. Given the fact that we've just had this explosion in texting, right? I mean, who emails anymore? That's so like yesterday, right? It's all texting. And anecdotally, I can think of a lot of occasions driving where you see people doing it, right? You think, what's going on? And then you pass them or whatever, and you see them with their head buried in the phone. I would think that the amount of accidents would be just like off the charts, in other words, with the increase in the amount of texting that's happening, we'd see a correlating increase in the amount of accidents. But that hasn't happened, has it?
You know, our accident rate, and I can only speak for Bismarck itself, our accident rate has stayed roughly the same for the last several years. I mean, even with the increased traffic, we're obviously seeing a lot more accidents, but the rate is staying roughly the same. But I think it's just, you know, there's always been one form of distraction or another in the vehicle, and I think the cell phones just add another element to that.
All right. But if the accident rate's the same and texting is obviously through the roof, then there isn't a connection, right?
Well, I think I'd like to see them go down. Obviously, I mean that's the thing. And the thing is that I think the damage amounts are going up though, and whether that's because, you know, new cars are more expensive or you know whatever the costs are increasing. That may be an element as well, but the fact is that the chances of injury or death are significantly higher just because they're not having that time to react, not having the time to stop their vehicle or to take some form of evasive action, and they're having the crashes then.
Sherry says reading while driving is still okay though, right? Have you ever once in a while you see that somebody's got a newspaper plopped on a steering wheel? Is that distracted driving, right?
If something were to happen, that would be considered a distraction. Correct. I mean, that's,
and if you see that, is that an offense? Is that an offense? If you see that, you have enough to pull somebody over for?
Well, obviously, then if they're reading like a newspaper or something along that line, and then they commit a traffic violation, that's just an added offense into there. It's a care required type violation. They've committed a traffic offense while they're not paying attention to the road. So you could have the two offenses, the original traffic offense plus the care required of not operating with due regard for other traffic and the conditions and all that stuff.
Let's get Frank in here with a question for our guest from the Bismarck Police Department. Go ahead for the lieutenant, Frank.
Yeah, I was just telling him, listening to the conversation, and a lot of times these problems in society come up, and seems over the long haul, things get solved easier, better, smoother with social influence rather than law enforcement influence. That's all comments I have to say.
What would be an example of social influence? Just, somebody
like smoking. I think that's the wrong thing, but, you know, you got to make smokers look bad and evil before you can take their money. But there's other things like, say, slavery, for instance. Some people had a different viewpoint of it. And
all right, Frank, got your point there. We're going to ask the lieutenant to respond on the other side of the break. Other calls, welcome, 800-228-0550. More coming up.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself tour July 14th through 18th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. The tour includes visits to North Dakota State University's Commodity Trade Room in Fargo, North Dakota's Port Services and Train Yards in Minot, the shipping terminal at the Port of Grays Harbor in Aberdeen, Washington, and an aquaculture facility in Washington State. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most breakfast meals will be reimbursed by the Soybean Council. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself tour by or before April 30th. Simply log on to ndsoybean.org to apply or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-239-7194.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, the best of the best. With that deep cleaning process and that free VIP service, the calendar's flipped to April. What's that mean, Megan?
Starting April 6th, we will be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Feel free to give us a call at 701-628-1550 to check for wait times. Otherwise, the later hours will certainly guarantee you a shorter wait time.
And when you do have a wait, don't forget the free VIP service and that great lounge. Now open 24-7 on the truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle, Stanley.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefall on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
And we return on What's on Your Mind. Continue our conversation with Bismarck Police Lieutenant Solom Sauce here in just a moment. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments for him at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Had a caller before the break that had a premise I want to run by the lieutenant, and then Lance Amanda and waiting to weigh in. Before we do that, however, on Tuesdays, we like to answer the question, why do farmers do what they do? And you submit your questions of why farmers do what they do at ndfb.org, and we get you answers. And a question that came in had to do with the farmers being involved in politics. Why do farmers become involved in politics? We found Katie, who's a farmer from Underwood, to answer that question. Katie, what say you?
Farmers become involved in politics for no other reason than they have to. Currently, the majority of our representatives are disconnected from agriculture. We become involved to share our stories and ask questions regarding proposed legislation and current law. We live in a time where environmental, animal welfare, food safety, and nutritional special interest groups are driving policy and practices based on the amount of money they sink into a campaign and the amount of fear they drive in a people's heart. We need to be active and knowledgeable so that we are not forced to compromise our beliefs heritage and our future at the risk of those that have not taken the time to ask what is best of us.
Katie, thanks for the answer. Well thought out, obviously. And the folks, you can ask your questions of why farmers do what they do by going to NDFB, as in NorthDakotaFarmBureau.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. All right, back to our conversation. Bismarck Police Lieutenant Jeff Solmsaus is with us, texting while driving, enforcement being stepped up all summer long in Bismarck, and there's actually a statewide effort and an effort already underway with Bismarck. The caller before the break was making the point, better way to do this than laws, and it's social pressure. What do you say to that caller, Lieutenant?
I don't think you can find something in society who says that, yeah, it's okay to text. That's not a problem. Go ahead and do it. I mean, the societal pressure is effective. I mean, that's a pretty unwritten rule in our household. Absolutely not. I mean, you're driving the car. That's your number one job right there, is drive the car.
But is reality very, very different than that, being able to take care of the problem? I mean, is you seeing what you see out there?
I think reality is different than, that's a utopian society that I'm speaking of, that everyone would be responsible and take responsibility for their actions.
What's the penalty, by the way, when you do see it happen and write a ticket?
It's a $100 fine in the state of North Dakota.
So it's a hefty one for North Dakota, especially.
It is.
Yeah, all right. Lance Mandan for the lieutenant. Go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, sir. I just a question. Like, if I'm on my laptop and on my phone and everything, that's considered distracted driving, correct?
I would consider that distraction correct, yes.
Okay. So, and I mean, I'll full disclosure, I make my living driving. I don't have it, I don't have it with me, but I've managed to see multiple officers of the law do the same thing. I'm just looking at what makes them better than someone like, a driver that does it professionally for a living. What's the difference?
Let me piggyback on that, because we're getting a lot of Facebook questions and posts about that, too. Scott Minot said, saw an officer texting as he passed me the other day in his patrol car. Somebody says, Gene says, so who pulls over the cops that are on the phone and using their in-car computers while driving? You hear this from a lot of people. So I just wanted to add those to Lance's before you responded, Lieutenant.
Okay, well, we are allowed to use cell phones. You can talk on the cell phone. That's not a – obviously it's a distraction, but that's not a state law. It's not a city ordinance or anything like that. Everyone is allowed to talk on their cell phones when they're operating a vehicle, as long as they're over 18. The distractions with the computer, that was an exemption that was built into the law, that law enforcement are allowed to use their computers while they're operating a vehicle. And I would say that we're professional drivers as well. We put on a significant amount of miles every year. And we're also, the City of Bismarck Police Department has pretty strict policies as to how to use the computer when they're operating the patrol car. So it's... they can type in, three letters or the license plate and do that. They're not allowed to send an extended text or write a report or anything like that when they're operating their vehicle. And I think the vast majority of the times I see officers will pull over to the side of the road if they have to send a text message on their computer. I think that, I guess, if they were using a cell phone for texting, I would get the number of that squad car and let that law enforcement agency know. Talk to their supervisor so that they can investigate that. I guess if any of my officers were texting while driving, I take that pretty seriously. But we are allowed to use the computers in the cars.
One last quick call from Jane and Minot. You're next on What's on Your Mind for the Lieutenant. Go ahead, Jane.
I just feel like if I were driving down the highway at 100 miles an hour and through town at 100 miles an hour, I don't think that anybody would try and make laws up to tell everybody else, well, you can't drive over 20 miles an hour because we've got somebody driving 100 miles an hour that could endanger you. I think they need to think about going back to the source of the problem, and that's the tobacco company. It'd be the easiest thing in the world, instead of taking everybody else's rights away, is to just shut down where the problem is. Isn't that what we should always be doing, is look at the source of the problem? The source of the problem isn't that they're smoking in the apartment. It's the fact that they could get them at all. I would think that this wonderful, supposedly intelligent leader that we have in our country should be able to have thought about that a long time ago.
All right, Jane, thanks for the comments. Out of time for this hour. Lieutenant, thanks for talking about the effort, sharing the law enforcement perspective, and we'll have you back soon. Take care.
Thanks for having me.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind with your comments.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannum to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.